Game Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Chad in Issaquah is. Chad, are you there?
We are here.
Who's we?
I got my 7-year-old Ariel and my 9-year-old Paul. We play every morning, and they're very excited to be on the radio with you.
Well, tell them to say hi.
Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Let's go.
Oh, they're ready to beat you, Steve, so you better get out of here.
I'm nervous now.
You should be.
Because they're younger in age, but I bet they're smarter.
Definitely smarter. For those playing along at home, Chad and company will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who is Mr. Potato Head's wife?
Mrs. Potato Head.
Yes. What sport did Gerald Ford play at University of Michigan?
Football, rugby.
Yeah, football. A ganache is a combination of cream and what?
Sauce.
No.
Meat.
No.
Cheese.
No. Swifties are fans of which pop star's music?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. With the number in the single digits, how many enemy planes must a pilot shoot down to be called an ace?
3, 4, 5. 5,
yes. In what West Coast city will you find the famous Haight-Ashbury intersection?
San Francisco.
Correct. What Shakespearean character has the most lines in a single play?
Macbeth.
No.
Romeo or
no.
Juliet.
No. In The Simpsons, how many nipples does Krusty the Clown have?
1,
no.
3. 3,
yes. What is the 4. More common term for your mandible?
My mandible. My ears?
No.
My nose? My
no.
Eyes?
No. You guys got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A lot of sixes this morning happening.
Yeah.
Well, my kids are going to root to this. Steve gets 7, but we'll see what happens.
They're rooting against you?
For reasons.
What? Well, only so they can save 6-7.
Oh. What's going on?
Don't worry about it, Steve.
The kids are rooting against the dad?
Kind of. You'll understand why.
Well, I can relate because I feel like my kids are always rooting against me as well.
Welcome back to the room. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Who is Mr. Potato Head's wife?
Mrs. Potato Head.
Yes. What sport did Gerald Ford play at University of Michigan?
Football.
Yes. A ganache is a combination of cream and what?
Potato?
No.
And bread?
No.
Ganache. Cream and pudding?
No. Swifties are fans of which pop star's music?
That would be Cream and Pudding.
No.
No, that's Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That's her nickname.
With the number in the single digits, Taylor. How many enemy planes must a pilot shoot down to be called an ace?
7?
No.
6?
No.
9?
No. In what West Coast city will you find the famous Haight-Ashbury intersection?
That would be San Francisco.
Sure would be. What Shakespearean character has the most lines in a single play?
What was the question again?
What Shakespearean character has the most
Macbeth.
Lines? No.
Hamlet.
Yes. In The Simpsons, how many nipples did Krusty the Clown have?
3.
Yes. What is the more common term for your mandible?
Your testicles?
No.
Wow.
Your hand?
No.
Your mouth?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
Oh, my God.
And that is a tie.
Come on.
6-6. They wanted you to get 7 so that they could have said. Wait, kids, can you say it for us?
6-7.
Nice job, you guys.
Now I feel bad for one of my guesses. I forgot there were kids on the phone.
Yeah.
6-7, 6-7.
A ganache.
Can't even remind me of things when my brain doesn't work.
A ganache is a combination of cream and chocolate. Yes.
Uh-huh.
With the number in the single digits, how many enemy planes must a pilot shoot down to be called an ace? They guessed correctly, it is 5.
5.
And the more common term for your mandible is your jaw.
That makes sense. I was trying to think, that's why I said mouth and hand, because I'm a wrestling nerd, and one of the wrestlers have the mandible claws, a move.
Oh.
Now I get why it's called the mandible claw. It's about the jaw. It's not so much about the mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good job.
What's that?
Or the testicles.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget I even said that.
We all are.
The Daily Mix Show.
Join us for live night for wackiness just like that. We'll be playing Beat Migs live at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. The hotel is brand new. The ballroom is brand new. You guys can't wait for you to see it on February 13th. Not only will Beat Migs be live, but all of the commercials will be done live. The music will be performed live.
I heard you're willing to give people the mandible claw.
Yeah, if you show me how to do it, I'll do it.
Put your hand in someone's mouth and pull.
Get your tickets at KISW.com to see the chaos in person. Sometimes you find yourself browsing the grocery store aisles and something different catches your eye. And that is what has inspired What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
And today
it's not to be confused with Netflix's new show, What's in the Box?
Oh, yeah, not at all.
Totally ripping us off. I'm on to you, Doogie Howser.
Well, I have something in this bag today that I want to see if you guys can even guess what it is. So there is something that a lot of people like to do on New Year's Day that I don't think any of us really ever do or have done.
Make love.
No.
Wow.
Like New Year's Day, there was a big record that they tried to break up in Birch Bay recently about this. It involves cold water.
Did you bring a polar plunge?
I did.
What?
I brought.
Do we have to take off our clothes?
Yes.
The shilling naked. Hard cider.
Of course it's alcohol.
Polar plunge.
Dude, I had a bunch of friends do the Tacoma polar plunge.
Not interested.
They sent that like a group chat. Like, who's in? All these people are like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I chose not to respond to that text exchange.
Okay. So now we can say officially we did a polar plunge in the new year.
Do we have to pour it on ourselves?
No, but we do have to take off our clothes.
I'm already naked.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. You know what? Your time at the gym is really paying
Thank
off.
Thank you.
From Shilling Hard Cider, this is the Polar Plunge Winter Punch Cider.
So where is Shilling from here?
Yes, they are local. I don't know where they're headquartered, though. I just know that they're from here.
I don't have my readers. Can't really
Auburn,
see what's
Washington.
Going on over there, guys.
Auburn, Washington.
Yeah. Auburn. I love the can.
I know. Isn't it great?
It's so good.
There's a Yeti on
shout
it.
Shout out to whoever did the artwork.
There's penguins and a polar bear.
Oh. And they're all jumping into a winter punch pool.
And shout out for all my plant-based weirdos. Look at that. Not only is it gluten-free, but it's also vegan.
Okay, we ready for this?
Yeah.
Well, yes. It's good with meat, I hear.
Oh, I like the smell. It smells very good.
Oh, it does. God,
shut up. Somebody doused cold water on Taryn. Let's see if it tastes very good.
Down the hatch.
Who slurped?
That was me, sorry.
Is that how you drink?
Sometimes.
Ooh, I like it.
You know, I was too busy making fun of Dandy. I didn't even recognize how good it was. Let me try again. That's awesome.
That is good.
We did a polar plunge. Look at us.
Oh, man. I have to say, that might be one of the best ciders I've ever had.
That's not bad at all.
It's very good, right, Taryn?
It's very, very good. Yes, thank you.
Guys, 6.5 alcohol by volume.
That is how I like to start my morning with a proper polar plunge.
We only have an hour left in the show. Can we finish this whole box?
Yes.
Yes.
Challenge accepted, Steve.
Made with fresh pressed apples.
I bet
well,
they're
isn't
local.
That awesome?
I would bet that those apples are locally sourced.
Shout out to whoever pressed those apples. You made a very good.
Very good.
Cider.
Cheers, guys. Happy New Year.
I couldn't tell if Danny was drinking that time. He didn't slurp it.
I know. Well, you know, okay, it hit my lip ring weird, and it just made the noise. Okay, Steve?
I didn't know you drink your beer like you eat your oysters.
Among other things.
Hey. All right. I hear that's very good, too. What are we doing?
I don't know. It's the alcohol fitting.
I'm already drunk. Two sips in.
The Daily Mix Show.
Cheers, everyone. Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, you get to pick yourself out an item of your choice from the KISW Rock Shop at KISW.com. Call up 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
And this week, we are playing for the chance to upgrade your wardrobe with an item of your choice from the KISW Rock Shop. And playing for the opportunity to score that merch is David in Edgewood. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are so good, my friend. And we're ready to spin this wheel to see if you will be playing with Steve Miggs or myself, Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be me? Will it be Taryn Daly? Well, let's find out. So far, the wheel, just like last year, seems to favor you, Taryn.
Aww. I'm really into this wheel lately.
Yeah, you're starting to fall in love with the robots.
Yeah, there you go. David, it's you and me, and this is your clip.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
I might need a little bit of help with the title, guys.
All right. So think about a beautiful insect that flies.
Talking about a butterfly?
Yes, that's one of the words. word is what goes in, what you put into a gun.
Bullet?
Yes. And then the second word
Come on, David.
Is another word for being together. You are this.
Oh, my God. I know this song. I was popping in the 90s. But it's been a while, and I play this game really well. But right now, I'm just like, there is nothing.
Yeah, right now, this is the polar opposite of very well.
Bullet with butterfly wings?
Yes! You got it.
David, I never doubted you. Okay, I doubted you the entire time.
All right, David, we are one down. We have one to go. Danny, I am so ready for my clip. I got Stupefy. It's Stupefy by Disturbed. This song does get me fired up. I feel like I could run through a wall right now.
It's no Hello Darkness, my old friend. It is pretty rocking.
Congratulations, David. You get to pick something out of the KISW Rock Shop.
Cool. Thank you, guys, man.
David, what are you leaning towards? Have you looked at the Rock Shop yet? Are you thinking about a certain something?
I'm kind of thinking about a black hoodie.
Ooh, nice. Good choice. Always good.
I would have to look at the website. I haven't looked at it yet. So
Fair. But,
well, yeah, you're going to look like you...
I won tickets to Disturb playing this with you guys a while back, and so that I was at that show. It was killer.
Full circle moment.
They always put on a great live show.
They certainly do.
The Daily Mix Show.
If there has been anything we have discussed this morning that you feel the urge to talk to us about, you should call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Smashing Pumpkins or Shinedown.
Get it together, lady.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to at the time. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. And it's brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Miggs, yesterday we kicked off a topic that I think we could probably spend a full day on because the calls keep coming.
I'm thinking a full week.
We were talking about unique family situations, and Shelly from Kingston wants to tell us about theirs. What is going on with your family, Shelly?
Well, it was a really bad night of tequila. I came home with twins.
Woo!
And he got his brother's girlfriend pregnant, which already had a kid with his brother. So we have brother cousins, uncle daddies. Yeah.
Uncle daddies. I like that.
That's my buddy's wrestling nickname, Uncle Daddy Tony Baroni. He wrestles in Vancouver. Now I can tell him that there's an actual uncle daddy out there.
Actually, yeah. It's just like a Jerry Springer situation.
So is it double the pleasure and double the fun like they say in the commercials?
Exactly. When I left the bar, I didn't expect to take a piece of him with me.
Wow. So what are the family dynamics like? Is there any weirdness or is everybody pretty hunky-dory?
No. It was pretty weird. The kids, you know, absolutely got bullied in school because of all this.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about when I was a kid. I mean, God forbid you were like nowadays. I mean, thankfully, we live in a world where if you're adopted, it's not all out there. But I remember being a kid, and if someone found out you were adopted, like bullies would just come out of the woodworks. I can't even imagine in this situation.
Oh, yeah. Those poor kids. They're adults now, and they've gotten over it. But still, I told him, don't do it. And he didn't wrap it, so.
Whoa. And so how old were you at the time that this all went down?
29. This was my number 6 and 7 baby, so obviously I was done.
You have seven children, yeah. Shelley?
Seven, huh?
You have seven babies?
I do. I stopped after one, but there's nowhere on the tequila label that says you can get pregnant. So,
wow. Yeah,
we should sue tequila.
Shelly, what is the age?
Actually, and he laughed at me.
Oh, what is the age range of your children? What is like the gap between the oldest and the youngest?
10 years.
Oh my
God. It was a very lonely 90s.
Well, yeah, we didn't have really cell phones back then, so you had to do something to kill the time.
Exactly.
That is fantastic,
wow,
Shelly. Thank you.
You rock.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Every time we take any of these calls of like the unique family dynamics or situations, like I almost need a pad and a pen.
Yes.
Just to be able to keep track of what's going on. Because at some point, I kind of get lost.
You need like a cork board. We have to post pictures and do like the little string that attaches to each, you know,
like
father
those
mother.
Like those crime drama scene things.
Like,
to be able to put it all together. I'm like, wait, who, where, what are the twins and what are they doing?
All I can say is our listeners are the most fascinating, interesting people with a lot to give.
That's my favorite part of the show. Sometimes we just turn on the phone and you're like, I don't know where we're going with this, but
please take me there.
Here we are. Somebody texted and said, hey, are you guys keeping up with the Pete Carroll drama?
What is the latest?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know if we've hinted at this, and I don't know if it's true or not. And I know, like, Tyler Lockett just put out a tweet saying, don't believe everything you hear. But there's, like, lots of sources that are saying that, yes, it was the inability to get rid of his sons that was the cause of his demise. Like, because his sons are part of his coaching staff, and one of his sons is the offensive line coach. And that's what... rumor has it, that's what led to the big fallout between Pete and John Schneider. Not big fallout, but that was the point where it's like, look, if we're not going to get rid of his kid, we can't. Like, the offensive line sucks because his son is not that good of a coach. Now, of course, I'm paraphrasing some of these reports. But apparently, it was so bad in Las Vegas that the team was having meetings. The offensive line were having meetings with Geno Smith, with the general manager, and like going over schemes and plans on how to like run the offensive line because Pete Carroll's son was that inept at being an offensive line coach.
Wow.
So I don't know exactly how much of that is true, but like this is like the ultimate nepotism story.
It's wild to me that that was the hill he wanted to quite literally kill his career on. You know what I mean? It's like... that could have cost, I mean, that probably cost him a lot of money and maybe some extra years.
But think about it. I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Like, how do you fire your son? Like, I mean, I don't know if I'd ever want to do business with like any family in general.
No.
Even like sometimes I have to like if it's like something like that involves money, like, you know, a business venture. I'm like, man, I'd much rather deal with a stranger. That way that there's more accountability. When you're working with family, I feel like it could be great. Sure. But I think more often than not, it's a giant turd sandwich.
Well, let's not do it.
Okay, so Barrett, Tatum, Lily.
You're not hired.
You're right, you're not hired.
No way. The Daily Mix Show.
The Yellowbeak in Enumclaw abruptly closed its doors at the beginning of the year. And Migs, you ended up unearthing some audio collected from inside that establishment that dates back how many years?
17 years. The last time that I was at the Yellowbeak, it was with the Ted Smith and some other people here at the radio station back when we were doing the softball team called the Foul Balls. And I didn't even realize this. I was just looking for something on my computer and came across this audio of a drunk the Ted Smith and an Englishman.
And we have not heard this audio yet.
I have not.
You are going to play it for us at 9:50.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Saddle up. We have been talking about how the Yellowbeak in Enumclaw just suddenly closed down on January 2nd, even though their social media is kind of making it seem like they're going to continue business at some point in the new year.
I think they're hoping for like new ownership, but there's still like nothing going on over there now.
So then you did a little digging, Steve Migs, and what did you find?
Well, I wasn't intending. I forgot. Like, so, Ryan, were you there back in the Foul Ball days when we went to the Yellowbeak?
I went to the Yellowbeak one time. I don't know if it was with all of us for Foul Balls or if I just happened to end up in Enumclaw at the Yellowbeak.
Yeah, so this was...
Either one of those things are entirely possible. Mm-hmm.
So this will be a trip down memory lane for all of us. 17 years ago, I was there with D. Ted Smith. And somehow, Ted's drinking with this English guy that's just showing him a way to drink a drink that involves flaming the rim, putting your hand on the glass, shaking the drink, and then chugging it. And I have the audio. Would you like to hear it?
I sure do.
Sounds safe. Can't wait.
Dude, talk about a time capsule. Listen to Ted. Here we go.
What's going on, Ted?
Now we're videotaping the Ted Smith, English friend.
At the Yellowbeak.
Now we're lighting up the Sambuca.
Okay, so it's Sambuca.
Oh, my God.
He is
I
not sober.
This.
Yeah.
Sambuca.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Rub it around the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Let it burn for a couple of seconds. Put your hand over the top of it.
All right.
And if it's good enough, it'll stick to your hand. You get it? Sniff it.
Come on, Ted.
This is the Ted Smith. Go.
Anyway, Steve, I'm going to end up burned.
Okay.
So Ted's now trying to put his hand on a burning glass.
I'm sure I was not here for this one.
Keep it on there.
Oh my God! English people are crazy! This is why we fought for our freedom, Steve!
I don't know what happened.
I think it's worth noting, if this was after a Foul Balls game, it's probably like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is not late at night.
Right.
There's still more night to come.
And no burns?
No burns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should we try it?
A flaming Sambuca?
Buka!
Buka! Buka! Buka!
The Daily Mix Show.
Let's do it,
Ryan,
at live night.
You picked the wrong time to be sober.
Don't worry. I'll be back soon.
Okay, we'll see you in February.
For live night. If you're looking for something very romantic to do on Valentine's Day weekend, bring your sweetheart to live night on Friday, February 13th. And we're going to be back at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel in the ballroom. Brand new, wide open for us. And it's going to be so much fun. And you can get those tickets before they are sold out at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle is here to help us with the Daily Migs download.
My pleasure. I hope that on live night when Malcolm is here, we get the Daily Migs download and I get out of him as well.
Well, if not, at least we have you to do it.
I will certainly do it.
Oh, I cannot wait. What, February 13th?
Yeah.
Snoqualmie Casino at the new ballroom. Have you been to the new ballroom?
I have. I was there with you.
That's right. I mean... That is a very fair point.
You and I went together.
We did go together.
It was very memorable.
But we didn't go to see a show. We just went to check it out.
Yeah, we did. I have not seen a show there yet. No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fired up.
I've also been in the hotel with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
What were you guys doing up there?
Inspecting the rooms.
We had a spa day.
You didn't notice I was so radiant the next day.
We were both glowing.
Yeah, emphasis on the word paw.
Yeah. We're glowing, just like the Kraken fans right now.
Yeah,
man, another win for you, Seattle Kraken. I go to bed, it's 5-2. I wake up, they win 7-4. I don't know exactly what happened in the third period, but things got wild. Capo so Caco had a couple of goals. Joey DeCord played a good game, at least what I saw of it. And they finally won in their alternate black jerseys. That was pretty exciting. Huge. Up next, they're going to be playing the Minnesota Wild, and that's going to be happening tomorrow at Climate Pledge Arena.
The Cleveland Browns have requested permission to interview Seahawks defensive coordinator.
Shout out to Vancouver.
Aiden Dirty. And this is for the head coaching job over there, but the Giants, Cardinals, Raiders, and Falcons have all asked to interview our offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. So because the Seahawks have the first round bye, both of these assistant coaches can only conduct virtual interviews for now. But I'm like, leave our boys alone.
Leave them alone. We're doing good with these guys.
That's what happens.
We hit our stride.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to snow. At least it's snowing, what, in Bellingham, you said?
Yeah, snow in Bellingham this morning.
Are you ready for our winner?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You got your beanie on.
No, I'm prepared.
All right, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 42 degrees. Going to be a rainy day today and some snow up in Bellingham, apparently. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.